My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The day began for your boy taking my kids to Chuck E. Cheese. I thought I had some extra time because of Nats baseball. The weather was going to be quirky, but assuming they got the game started, I thought, okay, I'll come into the studio a little later than I normally do. I'll take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese. And I did. It was the first time I took all three of the kids to Chuck E. Cheese. Now, I won't give you all the specifics on which games they played and give you the full play-by-play. I will spare you that. I will tell you Chuck E. Cheese was way busier than I thought it was going to be. I do Chuck E. Cheese right when it's open. So when it's 10 a.m. and that door flies open, we're the first people in, because normally you get the whole place to yourself. Not when it's raining, apparently. A little food for thought for you parents out there. But the reason I brought this up is I have heard people talk about Chuck E. Cheese pizza for years and how good it is. I've even had Chuck E. Cheese pizza in passing. I think I was at a birthday party one time picking up my daughter, and there were some extra slices of cheese in the box, and I grabbed a couple pieces, and I was like, oh, that's tasty. That's pretty good. Didn't think much of it. I'm at Chuck E. Cheese today, texting with a buddy. They say, you got to get pizza while you're there. I say, you think? You think I should get a piece of pizza? They said, absolutely, have lunch. It's okay, I'll give it a whirl. Ladies and gentlemen of the nation's capital and the surrounding, talking about in this town many years from now. Dare I say, Ryan Darris, this will be something you'll want to bring up with Danny when he gets back from vacation. In fact, I think people will be tweeting him on his vacation to tell him what I'm about to say. But I'm willing to say it because I'm brave. And I'm willing to say it because it's correct. And my parents raised me to say the right thing at the right time. The honest thing, not what people wanted to hear. And so with that out of the way, the Chuck E. Cheese pepperoni pizza that I had today may have been the best pepperoni pizza I've ever had. I mean, I'm sure I've had better. I don't know if it's hit the spot like that. The crunch of that pepperoni. Do you know what they do to Chuck E. Cheese pizza? I need you guys to understand something. They finish baking the pizza. It's done now. They've done their job. Oh, did you make the pizza? Made the pizza. Good job, Stan. Thanks, Eric. They're done making the pizza. You going to give it to that guy over there? Yeah, I'll give it to him in a second. But they don't give it to you. I got to wait for a second. Tubbo's got to hang out for another couple of minutes. Do you know why? Because they're not done yet, Darris. They've got to put a brush into hot butter and then brush the crust of the pizza with hot sizzling butter. And then you go, oh, that's a nice touch. Now you got to give him his pizza. They still don't give it to me because they take that brush and they put it back in that butter and they dab it all over the cheese and the pepperoni. Each one of those crunchy pepperonis peeling up toward the sky, like their arms reaching up, yawning early in the morning, right? That crunchy pepperoni, the edges of that pepperoni, but peeling up just so. Little pools of butter in each pepperoni. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not proud of this. I know I'm going to take some heat. I know I've said some things in the past food-wise that may have even bothered some of you. And I'm here today to tell you that we don't always have to see eye to eye. But I need you to give me one more chance. Chuck E. Cheese pepperoni pizza is elite. I told my wife, I did. This is a true story. Obama style.
Let me be clear.
I told my wife, because she had to come. She picked up the kids. They got in her car. I got in my car. I drove to work. I said, why do we never order pizza from Chuck E. Cheese? And she looked at me, disgusted, obviously, that she married me, but that's just because it's a day. She said, what are you talking about? And I said, we've never gotten Chuck E. Cheese pizza takeout. And she said, right. I said, we should do that. And then she asked me a question like, when are you going to be home? That was like the conversation. I'm here to tell Darris Dameron, Ryan Clary, and every single one of you listening who I respect and I admire so greatly for the work ethic you're showing, being out in the car, getting to and fro in the rain today. Nobody's paying me to say this. A lot of things changed today. One of those things, my pepperoni pizza rankings. Okay? That's one of those things that changed today. Ever had pepperoni pizza from Chuck E. Cheese, Darris?
I mean, it's been ages.
Yeah. It'd be weird, I guess, if you had.
Yeah.
Since
I don't have kids. Right. That'd be weird.
Or
I mean, I could go to like
age.
A cousin's birthday party or something like that. But that hasn't been the case. So
but
it's
also,
been ages.
I think this is very, very important. This is significant that I say this. I've been at a birthday party and did like we're standing around, the box has been sitting there for a while, you go grab it. Now it wasn't the pepperoni, but it was pizza. It was good, but it was pizza. What happened today was they gave me a buzzer and they said, bring this up to the counter when it goes off. It went off. I stood up and I walked straight to the counter. They handed me a pan of pizza and said, it's hot. Be careful. That was that to me. You got to do it that way.
And I will say Chuck E. Cheese pizza is one of my favorite things out there. I've actually had it, I believe, in the last few years because during the pandemic, they framed Chuck E. Cheese to, like, you know, keep business going. They actually had a Uber Eats delivery service there.
I kind of remember that now.
Yes.
It was a big
and
story.
They framed
That's actually
it.
Why, Clary, if I could say that, I didn't want it to be that good because I think it's one of those like funny things people like try to overly familiar with. They're like, ever had Chuck E. Cheese pizza? It's good. Okay, cool guy. And so I'm not proud of what I'm doing right now. I'm just telling you. Special.
It's really good. Really damn good.
If Chuck E. Cheese pizza was a baseball player, I think it'd be Aaron Judge. I think it'd be Aaron Judge. I do. I think it would have 40 home runs on August 1st.
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
Thank you, Coach. If Chuck E. Cheese Pizza was a football player, I think it'd be Josh Allen.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Now, I'm not saying it'd be Patrick Mahomes because there might be something else out there that I haven't had. But I think it'd be Josh Allen. If Chuck E. Cheese Pizza was a hockey player, I think it'd be Leon Draisaitl. Maybe Nathan MacKinnon.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that. If Chuck E. Cheese Pizza was a soccer player, there's a lot of people now going, where's he going to go with this? What does he know about soccer? And the answer is nothing.
How dare you?
Thank you. I think it would be... Luis Suarez. No, I don't know who that guy is. Didn't he bite people? It'd be John Harkes from the mid-90s DC United. You guys get what's happening.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.